This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Starting with Farm Bill news from Washington, leadership of the Farm Bill Conference report late Monday released the text of the bill to be considered by Congress later this week. The 2018 Farm Bill, titled the Agriculture Improvement Act of 2018, reflects a hard-fought bipartisan bicameral agreement on a five-year farm bill to strengthen U.S. agriculture, according to leadership. Senate Agriculture Committee Chairman Pat Roberts thanked his counterparts in announcing the text for coming and staying at the table to reach a bipartisan agreement. House Agriculture Committee Chairman Mike Conway says passing a farm bill this week that strengthens the farm safety net is vitally important. The conference report was signed by the Senate and House Farm Bill conferees and will be considered with a vote in both chambers likely tomorrow or Thursday of this week. So what's in the 2018 Farm Bill? Well, as expected, the 18 Farm Bill deal recedes the Senate in leaving out tougher House GOP food stamp work requirements, but pairs SNAP funding by almost $1.1 billion. That, through improved data accuracy, quality control, and cuts in aid to community food service projects. The final version keeps and expands the EQIP and CSP conservation programs and includes CRP acreage from 23 million acres to 27 million acres. Producers are given new flexibility to choose between ARC and PLC, with PLC reference prices allowed to float upwards based on 85% of five-year Olympic average if there's a rebound in the market prices. The AGI, or the Adjusted Gross Income Eligibility Limit for farm payments, remains at $900,000, and there's no limit on the number of farm managers eligible for payments. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley had sought a limit of one actively engaged manager. Instead, the final bill will allow first cousins, nieces, and nephews with invested capital, labor, and management to receive farm payments. Ag staffers defended the practice in a Monday press briefing as a compromise to keep relatives on the farm, where costs are high and the average farmer's age is more than 60 years old. Also in the final bill is a new dairy margin coverage program to help smaller dairies. Industrial hemp can now be covered by crop insurance, but is not eligible for Title I subsidies. Now, this story really caught my attention. Students at The Ohio State University are enjoying a unique way to enjoy bacon. Ohio Port Council Communications Director Emily Burr explains.
Last week, we launched a bacon vending machine on Ohio State's campus in their meat science building. So we were able to work with our sponsors, Smithfield, Hormel, and Sugardale, to provide us with shelf stable bacon to stock this vending machine, and then working with Ohio State Meat Science Department to maintain the vending machine, restock it, promote it, share it with the students, and then what's great about that is all the proceeds from the vending machine will go directly back to the Ohio State Meat Science Program. So it's been a really fun couple of days working with Ohio State and our sponsors and talking about the news of the vending machine. It's been a great way to get back to Ohio State and talk about bacon.
The bacon vending machine is a pork checkoff funded promotion. Burr says this story has generated tremendous news coverage and social media results.
You know, this is something that our farmers do, you know, just about every day. They're always giving back to their local communities. And, you know, they don't always get the opportunity to talk about it, or often they don't feel like they need to talk about it because it's just part of their everyday lives. So this gives us an opportunity to talk about, bring this into the conversation with people like yourself and talk about how farmers are giving back to their communities or to organizations that help promote the industry, such as Ohio State University.
For more information, producers can contact the Pork Checkoff Service Center or go to pork.org or call 800-456-PORK. We are proud to keep the National FFA Convention and Expo in Indianapolis, says Mark Poschel, the National FFA Chief Executive Officer. The city has extended its very best brand of Hoosier hospitality to our members for many years, and we're very pleased that our convention will remain in Indianapolis through 2031. The annual National Convention and Expo, which has been held in Indianapolis since 2016, hosts more than 67,000 attendees from across the country. The event was estimated to have an economic impact of $39.8 million for Indianapolis during this last year's convention. The National Convention and Expo utilizes downtown venues such as the Bankers Life Fieldhouse, Lucas Oil Stadium, the Indiana Convention Center, and the Indiana State Fairgrounds. The National FFA Convention and Expo, much like the National FFA headquarters, is right at home here in Indiana, said Governor Eric Holcomb. Indiana is ready and committed to support this event with open arms next year for the 67,000 FFA members and guests who will come to our capital city. Today's news conference confirms that Indiana's reputation is strong and growing stronger, and I appreciate FFA's commitment to build on already robust agricultural heritage in the coming years. The National FFA Convention took place in Kansas City, Missouri from 1928 to 1998, and Louisville, Kentucky then hosted the event from 1999 to 2005, with Indianapolis being the host city from 2006 to 2012. In 2009, the organization announced with the National Convention and Expo would rotate every 3 years between Indianapolis and Louisville, with Louisville hosting the event from 2013 to 2015 and Indianapolis hosting from 2016 till this past year. In 2015, the decision was made to move the convention back to Indianapolis from 2016 through 2024. As the membership of the organization has grown, so has the attendance of the National Convention and Expo. Following the 90th National FFA Convention and Expo, the National FFA Board of Directors opened a bid process for cities wanting to host the National Convention and Expo beginning in 2025. The final decisions were between Atlanta and Indianapolis. The National FFA organization provides leadership, personal growth, and career success training through agricultural education to 669,989 student members who belong to one of 8,630 local FFA chapters throughout the United States, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. The organization is also supported by 459,514 alumni members in 2,236 alumni chapters throughout the U.S. And in local FFA news, this past, 2 weeks ago, Wednesday, November the 28th, members of the Nokomis FFA chapter traveled to Pena to compete in two competitions. Skylar Stewart, Isabella Daly, and Laurel Forrester placed second in the Green Hand Quiz Bowl, which was a contest to test the students' knowledge of FFA history. Two other members of the Nokomis chapter competed in the job interview competition, and the competition was set up as a mock interview where the competitors are tasked with filing out an application and interviewing with three judges and writing a follow-up letter. The students who competed in that contest were Mackenzie Adams and Cody Nodal. And just a little reminder for you, we'll return tomorrow with your chance to win more pork certificates thanks to the Mid-Illinois Pork Producers. That's all I have for this Tuesday afternoon. This has been Gabe Osborne reporting for WSMI Ag News.